Man, I wanna tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hey guys, welcome to the Heroic Podcast for All Men. Thank you for accepting the challenge to grow to become a more Christ-like man. You are one of those who will help us create a church-wide culture where heroic leadership becomes normal and expected. How? Initially, by increasing your own level of manly intentionality over the coming 6 weeks. Heroic challenge number one. Stop whatever you're doing right now to spend a few moments in prayer using the following prompts. Now listen, if you're driving down the road, keep your eyes wide open. But hang in there and follow through with me on these things. Number one, ask for grace. Ask God for the grace needed to adopt the attitude of Jesus Christ, who according to the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Ask for grace. That's what it takes to adopt the attitude of Jesus Christ. Second, ask for clarity. Ask God to show you the present reality. How well have you modeled self-sacrifice for those you love and lead? If you're married, confess any struggles when it comes to loving and serving your wife. Do the same as it relates to your children or your grandchildren. If you lead at work or church, confess areas of weakness and invite God to give you strength to better reflect the example of Jesus Christ. We need grace. We also need clarity. And thirdly, ask for success. Ask God to give you courage and give you creativity as you try to serve and lead those within your sphere of influence. Pray that they would be receptive to your efforts, even if you failed in the past. I want to conclude our podcast today by reading a passage that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Here's what he said. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. There's a lot in that passage. I love it. I think it calls us all to a high standard, and it's what we're looking for. We're wanting to follow the standard of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you have a great day today in the Lord. And lose myself.